Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown. Primetime Laura Shine behind the glass. You can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, and that's where you can see David Kaplan in a cheese grater hat. I love it, Cap. Fantastic.
I hate it, Cap.
Thanks for joining us. I love the story behind this, that arrogant Green Bay Packers screw over this guy trying to make cheese heads. He makes cheese graters, and thanks to DJ Moore and Cap, the guy's making a ton of money now.
Yeah, Caleb Williams wore one the day after we beat the Packers. And my question for Molly is, I was listening in my studio here for my YouTube channel, and I had you guys on, and I keep hearing her say we were the better team. You actually weren't, because the game is 60 minutes long. It's not 57
all right,
minutes
all right,
long.
All right, Cap, you want to know
it's
something?
60 minutes long,
Jim
and we
Rutledge.
Beat your ass.
All right, you did. You guys ended up kicking our ass, which pisses me off to no end, and I will probably never get over that game. But do you want to know what this guy, Jim Rutledge, real Bears fan, had to text our group chat? He said, I hate football so much, and we're going to get our asses kicked by Malik Willis. That's what he had to say, and I guarantee that was going through your mind too, Cap.
No, I was ticked off because I was sitting right here with my son, because I do my recap on YouTube as soon as the game ends, and I'm sitting here in this very chair, and I'm turned, the TV's right there. And I said, I cannot believe we are losing this freaking outfit, because I've been arguing with Mark Pauscher, who keeps, you know, telling me, we've got a better roster than you. No, you don't. And if you could pick any of the four quarterbacks in the NFC North, Jared Goff, Jared Love, Caleb Williams, and J.J. McCarthy, and they're your guy going forward. I don't mean for one night. They're your guy going forward. There isn't a human alive that would take anyone other than Caleb Williams. Who has a better offensive line? Tooney, Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright. That would be the Chicago Bears. Who has a better wide receiver room? That'd be DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Luther Burden. I love your tight end, Tucker Kraft. Mm-hmm. I also love Colston Loveland. He is an outstanding player. Are you better defensively? Yeah, when Mike is healthy, he's the best defensive player in the NFL. He may not be the sack guy that Myles Garrett is, but total defender, I'll give you Micah Parsons. Unless there's a miracle cure by Saturday, he's not dressing.
Is there something on this Packers team, besides obviously Micah Parsons, is there anybody or anything, any part about this Packers team that does scare you as a Bears fan?
Yeah, the speed of Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, especially Watson with a drag across the middle. Our defensive backs are not healthy, A, and B, don't have great speed. So I don't think C.J. Gardner-Johnson's going to play because he's in the concussion protocol. I'll be surprised if he does. It's not a massive loss because I think you're upgrading, getting a guy who would have been a Pro Bowler in Kyler Gordon back. But he's been out after having a number of health issues. Jalen Johnson doesn't look healthy to me, even though he's a very talented player and has been an all-pro in his career. Kevin Byard leads the NFL in interceptions. Jaquan Brisker's a really good player. So that is probably the thing that concerns me. I'm not concerned by your pass rush. I'm not concerned by our ability. No.
I mean, without our secondary, they suck.
I'm not concerned that we can't run the football on you, because I think we will be able to. You've got to attack you guys on the ground first and foremost. And then when you have more guys up in the box, you got to hit on your deep shots. You have to.
With that, Jordan Love obviously gets a lot of love here for the carathon he had after his first season as a starter. Those last couple games carried into the playoffs. And this Bears team, I think, is better than that Packers team during Jordan Love's first season as starter. But it reminds me a lot of that team where the Bears are playing their best football as of late. Specifically, Caleb Williams in December has been lights out, especially since the last Packers games. For Packer fans who haven't been watching, it seems like Caleb took another step against San Francisco. And even against Detroit, which wasn't the best game, he still is not making the mistakes he made in that first Packer game or, heck, even in the next Packer game. He seems to be getting better game by game.
Yeah, he's improved dramatically. Ben Johnson said today he's just a completely different player than from the day Ben and his staff rolled into Chicago last spring. And I truly believe he's going to go down as one of the great athletes in the history of the city of Chicago. A, it's the Bears. B, it's the quarterback, which we haven't had in forever. Look, Michael Jordan will always be the GOAT. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest basketball player ever and the greatest team sport athlete ever in this country, and especially in the city of Chicago. Caleb Williams could absolutely come way high on that list if he's ever able to lead the Chicago Bears to perennial Pro Bowls and win a Super Bowl. Oh, my God. He will own this city, and it reminds me of what Jay Glazer told him when there was all the speculation. Caleb doesn't want to be a Bear. He's hoping that he can force them to trade his rights. And Jay Glazer sat down with Mr. Williams and some of the advisors and said, listen to me. I know what this is like for you. I know how difficult it is. If you go to Chicago and you are who you think you are, they will name a bridge. They will build statues, and you will be an icon into eternity. He will be. And I truly believe the Bears are going to go out on Saturday night. They had a little bit of a flat spot last weekend against the Lions. It was to be expected. I actually was not surprised by it simply because they had had so many high-profile games, and then you had two with the Packers. They had a flat spot. They did. They didn't play well. Guess what? I think they're beating your ass, Molly, on Saturday night.
Well, I was going to actually ask you that, and I'm glad that you said that because I don't know what the general vibe is in Chicago, but I'm very curious about that because I feel like my vibe is well aligned with other Packers fans here in Wisconsin, that it just feels like I'm dreading this game because I don't want to lose to the Bears. I think this is the best possible matchup for the Packers that they could have had in the playoffs. I wouldn't have wanted to go to Philly. Any other team in the NFC actually just scares me at this point. And honestly, the Bears scare me too because I do think they're a good team. But like, I'm dreading this game on Saturday because I am scared of losing to the Bears, and I don't want to have to live with that or have Jim next to me.
Yeah, and that's fair because I said on the air today, and I'm getting a bunch of pushback from a bunch of, you know, mealy-mouthed people who don't like to have a take in their lives, a bunch of fans who come at me on social media. If the Bears were to lose Saturday night and the Rams were the team in here, okay. Matt Stafford might be the league MVP. Yep. They've got a bunch of veteran players. At one point, everyone thought they were the number one team in the NFL. It would suck, but it was the Rams.
Yep.
If the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champ, had rolled in here Saturday night and they beat us, it would suck. But guess what? They're the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, and a bunch of really good players. Mm-hmm. If you lose at home Saturday night to that team up north and you're in your building at night, it's going to be electric beyond electric. You think 2 weeks ago was electric? It's going to be insanity in there. Mm-hmm. And the Packers don't have Micah, don't have Devontae Wyatt. Their right tackle, if he plays, is going to be compromised. They are a shell of what they were. Josh Jacobs has got a knee that I don't know how he's going to play on it, but I'm sure he will because he's a tough cat and really talented. You lose to that team up north here, it's beyond devastating.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And to that, obviously, I've been up here most of my life, and Aaron Rodgers, every time he had the ball, I was not a fan of what was going to happen, especially when he played the Bears.
Agreed.
I don't have that feeling when Jordan Love has the football. I'm not afraid of Jordan Love. I was so afraid of Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't say I wasn't afraid of Aaron Rodgers on the radio or on YouTube because I don't want it put back in my face, but I am not afraid of Jordan Love. I don't think he's a guy that can go out and come through in the clutch. He hasn't shown it a ton. And for me, that's the biggest factor here is that Packer fans should be afraid of Caleb. And I don't think Bears fans need to be afraid of Jordan Love.
Yeah, look, Jordan Love's a good player. Nobody gives somebody $55 million if they're not a reasonably good football player. But am I – like if Aaron was that quarterback in his prime, I'm not talking about 41-year-old Aaron, and he's still on his way to the playoffs, and I'm an Aaron fan. If it's Jordan Love, I'm not like, oh, my God, we've got no chance because they got that dude. No, I don't feel like he's football Jesus. I don't. I feel like good player.
Yeah.
Guess what? Do your job. Make sure you pay attention to your assignments and your scouting reports. And you should get in your car to go home on Saturday night thinking about who you're playing in round two. And you should be able to put on your Take That Green Bay sweatshirt like I will. And that will mean that, guess what? You finally exercised the demon. You did.
Yep.
If you lose this game, you didn't exercise it. They still have bragging rights over you.
And with the bragging rights and exercising the demon, a lot's made up here at Ben Johnson's bravado, whether it's taking a shot at LaFleur or it was the, I don't know, I don't think it was a shot at LaFleur after the Lions game where he talked about playing
the
starters.
It was not.
Yeah, and I agree.
Jason Wilde, who I love. Come on, man. Can you be any more thin-skinned?
Right.
I was listening to him at Pausch this morning, and he's like, why do you have to take a shot? And then Ben Brust and his two little sidekicks over there. You listen to these guys. Why does he have to say about how we play our guys? Did he take a shot then at Nick Sirianni too?
Yeah, see, that's where my mind went. Guys. If anything, he was taking a shot at Nick Sirianni because they just took the two spot, right? I know he didn't specifically say anybody, but that's where my mind went. Not even to the Packers.
So
he wasn't even taking a shot. That's just his philosophy.
Yes.
We don't play our guys, and if you get hurt, it sucks. But guess what? Football players play.
And that's what I wanted to get to. His bravado seems genuine. It's brought out even more in Caleb. And I'm sure when the Bears win on Saturday, Ben and Caleb are going to be massive villains here because in the best way possible, they're not humble about their will to win and their ability to win. And I think that's what's changed the Bears' culture and what also changes their chances against a team like Green Bay is they don't seem to be afraid of any team, including Green Bay.
The Bears are not afraid of Green Bay. I can tell you there are players that wanted this matchup. They absolutely wanted this matchup. Now, guess what? You got what you wanted. Yeah. You better freaking deliver. Because if they – I don't care how the game goes. If the Bears lose 42-41 and they miss a field goal from 19 yards as the game ends, it's still a loss.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put that team up north down, period. There is no other scenario that will be acceptable. I don't care if you win 2-0 and we got 48 inches of snow. You have to be moving on to round two, and you have to take TTUN, that team up north, and you have to go bye-bye. Things have switched.
The Bears have seemed to have been exercising demons throughout the year, whether it's beating Washington and some of these comeback victories. The game against Green Bay felt like the upside-down version of Randall Cobb's touchdown against the Bears a couple years ago. In this scenario, it's another time for them to flip, you know, Jay Cutler getting hurt and Caleb Williams coming in. I was told that when a backup plays, it doesn't count as a real victory, but we'll worry about that later for Packer fans. And when Aaron Rodgers beat Caleb Haney in the NFC Championship game, that one doesn't count because he played a backup for half the game.
Oh.
Yeah, that counted.
I know. That was a lot of Packer fans love to do. The Bears haven't beaten Jordan Love for a whole game. It counts, obviously. But my point is, with these games and with these teams, what will have to happen for the Bears not, and Bears fans specifically at Soldier Field, because I felt like this with Wrigley, with the Cubs, for the fans not to get tight if that game gets tight against Green Bay because there is all that nasty history?
I think they'll be tight fans. I really do. I think they'll be ecstatic. I think the whole place is going to be electric. There'll be a good smattering of Packer fans there. But look, in the end, Joe Tooney doesn't give a flying rip about the rivalry. He's a Bear. He was a Patriot, and then he was a Chief, and he's won Super Bowls. You think Joe Tooney's going to get tight and nervous lining up at left guard on Saturday night? Far from it. Drew Dahlman, he was on the field for 100% of the snaps this year at center. These guys are not going to get tight. They are simply going to try and take care of business, run the football to set up off play action, some deep shots. Good luck covering Colston Loveland. Oh, and if you get him covered, Roma Dunze's back. Oh, if you get him covered, Luther Burden's there. Oh, we got DJ Moore there. Oh, the other tight end's out there. That's Cole Kmet. And then we got a two-headed monster at running back. So good luck. It's going to be a hell of a game. And all I can promise you, all you green and gold fans, we will freaking be there to compete. You better bring your A game or you're going home listening to Packers suck.
Well, hey, you know what? Thank God we have Trayvon Diggs now, okay? Like, at least we have another body that can attempt to cover some of those guys.
Roma Dunze is very happy you have Trayvon Diggs. You can go look at the tape of Rome scoring
on him. Let's not even talk about
it. I'm wondering if he would have signed with the Bears if you hadn't claimed him on waivers, because you were obviously ahead of us on the waiver claim because we won the division, because C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Trayvon Diggs have a relationship. And they had been some social media talk back and forth. Come join the Bears. I'm curious if the Packers claimed him to keep him from going to the Bears.
Not out of the question. But you touched on this earlier about coming into this game off of a loss versus the Lions, where you played pretty much all your starters, all the starters that I recognize from the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. And then, so to me, if that was my team that did that, that would almost just make me feel a little insecure heading into this game, just being like, okay, so we just lost to this Lions team that beat the Vikings, or no, sorry, that got beat by the Vikings pretty bad just the week before, and we had all of our starters. I get it that's Ben Johnson's philosophy, but to me that has to feel like I don't love going into the postseason off of coming off of one, like a loss like that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but again, I thought I had said all week, I think this is a flat spot for the Bears. Now, I didn't know how many of the Lions' top guys would play. I wasn't sure if Amon-Ra would go. He was a monster in that game with 11 catches. Again, did it really, truly matter to those guys when they woke up with every fiber of their being, we've got to find a way to win? No, they're football players.
But Ben Johnson did not want to go 0-2 versus Dan Campbell and his former team.
I don't think he did. But did the 53-man roster go, okay, we got to pull out every stop. We have to win this game. And in the end, they got it tied and got the ball back, and Luther Burden on a crosser gets hit right in the hands. If he catches that, I'm not telling you he's gone 75 to the house. I'm telling you that ball is moving down into field goal range most probably, and we may win the football game. So, yeah, they lost. They got a field goal at the end, beat us. It happened. That game now doesn't matter. We're the 2 seed. You're the 7 seed. The team up north, you better come correct or you're going to get your ass beat.
TTUN.
All right. I love that. What's the final score prediction from you?
Bears win 27-17, something like that.
I will appreciate that one. I think Caleb's going to come out a little bit, like not nervous, but maybe a little bit hot and maybe miss some throws and then settle in and play a great 3 quarters the rest of the way.
I just hope his receivers drop every ball like last week for them.
Bears were the worst in the NFL at dropping passes this year. Also, the Bears had more man games missed than any other team in the NFL due to injury. Packers had more on injured reserve.
Yep.
So both teams have dealt with it. Let me just give you this stat to chew on, Molly, as you head home tonight, okay?
Okay.
NFL wild card, small underdogs, since 2017. That's 3.5-point underdog or fewer.
Okay.
14-4 against the spread with the average cover margin of 8.
Interesting.
Bears are, I think, a 1.5-point underdog, a 1-point underdog. So we will see what happens. You better come ready.
David Kaplan, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. And tell Brust and the two little sidekicks up there. I'm waiting for them.
Absolutely.
Jim Rutledge, he's fake tough.
Thanks, Cap.
And Wilby. Tough enough, Wilby.
That's David Kaplan from Cap and J Hood on ESPN Chicago. She's Molly Brown. I'm Jim Rutledge. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.